Brian Levine is the Vice President of Business Development and Marketing for Wintronics. And also on the line with us is Ashley McNeese from Altronics. Brian, Ashley, how are you this morning?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Brian, you with us?
Yeah, good morning. We thought we'd bring a special guest. We have Ashley McNeese. This is our largest dealer in the country, installing dozens and dozens of these turbines right across the U.S., so I thought we'd introduce you at the same time.
All right, Ashley, we'll start with you. I saw this story on the internet and a photo of a home with this wind turbine on top of it, and I tell you what, it didn't look any more inappropriate than a satellite dish. Tell us about your company.
Yeah, well, we're actually based out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and we have sub-dealers, as Brian said, all over the U.S. So that turbine you saw was actually installed by one of our sub-dealers over, they're located in Wayne. And yeah, it's definitely a piece of art. It's different than anyone you've seen, and it's completely quiet, so it's quite easy to put it right in a neighborhood. And as you saw on, you know, the news and everything, it doesn't bug the neighbors, and it actually adds to the home quite a bit.
All right, Brian, tell us about this wind turbine. How much does it cost? How much energy can it create? How long does it take to install?
The turbines install in the neighborhood of $10,000 to $12,000. That's all in. That's the turbine, the controllers, all the electrical work, and to get the turbine up and running. The turbines are able to produce anywhere between, I'd say about 10% to 15% of the average house's normal energy requirements. And as you can tell, and one of the most interesting things about this product, you can sort of look at it as a solar type of technology, whereas you can put the turbines where you consume the energy, as opposed to typically when you think of wind turbines, they're always far away from the home. The Honeywell wind turbine actually gets installed very close to where you use your power. That's what makes it so different.
A small business owner friend, Brian, who saw this when I was looking at it, and he wondered if that'd be a good thing for his business and maybe to have several of them because he's kind of up on a hill. It's always pretty breezy there.
You know, that's a very clever application. As a matter of fact, we're always surprised by how many residential and commercial users opt for the product. And interestingly enough, and this person's quite astute, the systems can be put up in pairs or handfuls. Again, just like solar, you're able to put up more than one system. Because they're small, quite fascinating to watch operate, and quite powerful, folks have come along with this very same idea. How many could I put on my building? So that sounds like a great application.
Ashley, how long have you been in business, and how many of these a year are you selling?
Well, we've actually, Altronics as a name, has been around for a couple years, and then our parent company has been around for 23 years, and that company actually built the manufacturing line that these are made on. So we're right now around, 100 a year. The product hit the market in February, so it's been going crazy since then. And we've put up a few test units over the past 3 years. But we get calls every week just from the units we have on our own building and then different units we put around in the area.
Where are these units produced?
Well, we have the main manufacturing line is over in Windsor, Ontario. That's where the full turbine is produced, and then we actually manufacture some of the subcomponents here in Grand Rapids, Michigan as well. So half of it's in the U.S. and half's in Canada.
And Ashley, I ask you that because there is a company in Eaton Rapids, Michigan, that is on the brink of having an assembly line for the big, huge wind turbines that we see out there. But they are going to be one of the first in the world to actually have an assembly line process for these instead of having them made one at a time. Are these wind turbines that we see from your company made on a line?
Yeah, they are actually. We're able to produce one of these turbines every 5 minutes, and they have check fixtures on the machines that actually similar to automotive, so that everything from the electronics to how stable the wheel is, every little detail is checked before it ever leaves the facility.
All right, Brian, I saw that story. As you get more media play as business or at least phone calls on the uptick.
Well, it's been interesting. The product is quite fascinating in that, unlike traditional turbines, it manufactures or creates all of its energy out in the perimeter. So we don't turn a gear or generator like normal products, but like a flywheel, as the magnets pass through the stators, at the perimeter of the turbine, that's how our system creates the power. Well, people have found that fascinating and the design quite fascinating. I have to tell you, not a morning goes by that we don't wake up with calls and inquiries from all over the world. We have some 20,000 people a month that come to our website. We have so many dealers across the country, and Ashley's group represents many dozen, and products are going up on a daily basis. Our company, in its first year of operations, will likely sell more small wind turbines than the entire small wind turbine industry combined, and this is American ingenuity. Everything was thought up and conjured up in Michigan. Most of the products come from the States and are assembled in Windsor, Ontario. So this is truly an American and North American offer to the world.
All right, Brian and Ashley, I want you to stay on the line as we go to break. I have a couple of questions off air. But, Brian, I do want to ask you if people want to know more about these wind turbines, where do they go?
They can certainly go to windtronics.com, also Altronics Energy. Both those websites are quite comprehensive and can walk users through the different products and configurations and show them exactly what it would look like on their own home.